This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk with the man who heads Guiding Eyes for the Blind, one of the top dog training organizations in the world for those who are sightless. But first, George Zimmerman got shot at but didn't get hit. Zimmerman was shot at by a man who accused him of threatening behavior last year. George, of course, is the guy who was acquitted of murder charges after he shot Trayvon Martin. This week, the bullet missed Zimmerman, but his windshield was shattered and he suffered cuts to the face. He was treated for minor injuries at Lake Mary, Florida. 8 months ago, the shooter told police that Zimmerman had threatened him with a gun during a road rage incident. A breakthrough has been reported in the case of 18-year-old Natalie Holloway of Alabama, who disappeared in Aruba during a high school graduation trip in 2005. She was last seen leaving a bar with main suspect Joran Vandersloot, who is currently serving a 28-year sentence in Peru for killing a business student. A witness has come forward claiming to have seen Vandersloot carrying Natalie's body, which hasn't been found, on the night of her disappearance. The witness said he didn't come forward earlier because he was involved in illegal activities. He says he saw the man slam Natalie's body on the ground and says he knew that she was dead. Holloway's father, Dave, is now flown to Aruba and is looking into the claims with a private investigator and a cadaver dog. It's palindrome week. Did you know that? That means all the dates are symmetrical and read the same backward and forward. A palindrome can exist with letters, phrases, or numbers. The word kayak, for instance, or was it a car or a cat I saw, are both palindromes. Palindromes can also appear in dates. May gives us a slew of them, starting with 5-10-15 straight through 5-19-15. Every year since 2011 has had a stretch of 10 straight palindrome days, and that'll continue until 2020. There's an easy way to get a song out of your head. Chomp on a piece of gum. The sound of your jaw chewing on the gum distracts you from hearing the melody inside your head. It gives you a 33% higher chance of losing the tune. Boring tasks, visual clues, and emotional reminders are often what cause a song to get stuck in your head. People's attention span is now less than that of a goldfish. Microsoft surveyed 2,000 people and used EEGs to monitor the brain activity of another 112. They found that while our ability to multitask has improved, our attention spans have fallen. In 2000, the average attention span was 12 seconds, but this has now fallen to just 8. That's below that of a goldfish, which is believed to have an attention span of 9 seconds. A frustrated Florida woman decided to put her hubby up for sale after a disappointing Mother's Day. She says her husband didn't say Happy Mother's Day, thank you, or even have the kids make her a homemade card like he might normally do. Monday night, she put the man up for sale on Facebook, advising interested buyers that 8 years of marriage mileage has him somewhat broken in. Her husband says he didn't know what to think or say when he read her ad. The post went viral with hundreds of comments and likes within hours, giving the couple a good chuckle. Turns out the post was all in good fun and a good cause behind it. The woman sells items to help her friend cover medical bills for a disabled child. The highest bid they've received so far for the man is $20, which he says is far too low for his skill set. The woman's husband has also apologized for not properly thanking her on Mother's Day as she deserved. What time is your beauty peak? 10:06 a.m. on a Monday is when women look their best all week. Researchers surveyed 1,000 women and found that they look their best between 9 and 11 a.m. on Monday, with 10:06 a.m., the time they feel freshest and at their most attractive. But Thursday at 4:05 p.m. is the time they feel the worst as the pressure of the work week starts to take its toll. The sexiest men and women in the world? Well, American women came in third. The American men ranked fourth. The survey determined that Eastern European and Caribbean ladies are the sexiest in the world, although American, Colombian, English, and Australian women also made the hot list. American girls ranked third sexiest in the world. Over 44,000 American men were surveyed, and American women still trailed behind Caribbean ladies like Rihanna and Kim Kardashian, who is credited with helping boost Armenian women into the top slot. As for the men's list, a survey of more than 66,000 women in the U.S. found Irish men to be sexiest, followed by men from Australia, Pakistan, and America in fourth place. So let's look at the sexiest men. Number 10, Spanish. Number 9, Danish. Number 8, Nigerian. Number 7, Italian, followed by Scottish at 6th, English at 5th, American at 4th, Pakistani at 3rd, Australian at 2nd, and the Irish, number one for sexiest men, according to American Women. Now for the women, the top 10 is Lebanese, Bulgarian at 9, Filipina at 8, Brazilian at 7, Australian at 6, English women at 5, Colombian women at 4, American women at 3, Barbadians at 2, and Armenians at number 1. Thank you, Kim Kardashian. Thomas Panik is the president and CEO of Guiding Eyes for the Blind, one of the leading organizations in the world training dogs to help the sightless. And he has New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning at his side to promote the charity.
Well, how cool is this to have Eli back for the 9th year in a row?
Oh, Eli is such an inspirational guy, and to come here to support Guiding Eyes in the way that he does, what a professional athlete, but also just a good human being.
What have you learned about him over these 9 years that you can share with us that, you know, maybe he's a little reticent to say?
Yeah, well, I know he's a dedicated father. He has his third child in January, and so he's balancing the jobs of being a dad and a pro athlete, and I've learned a great deal from him about compassion for people, about being the best at your game, and about giving back. And he really has given back to Guiding Eyes over the years. And each year he goes and joins us for the Golf Classic on June 8th. He blindfolds himself to get the experience of what it's like to have vision loss. And he's on the green, and he takes a putt. I'll have to say to you that he's never made it. But that's okay, because he's an excellent superstar in football.
Tell everybody your journey to get to this position today in 2015.
Absolutely. I'm an individual who's lost my eyesight. I lost it in my 20s, had to give up my driver's license and all the things you do and love when you can see. And not being able to see is a real challenge. But, you know, somewhere along that journey, someone had the good sense to tell me that a guide dog could help me. And really, no matter what the journey is, no matter what the life's adventure is, no matter how big or how small, a guide dog can make such a difference. And when I have my Guiding Eyes dog named Gus at my side, he's a yellow lab, he's not only a companion, a friend, but he keeps me safe no matter where I travel, whether it's through Westchester, through New York, with my kids. And really, the journey has been an incredible one. But for me to get from being someone who lost my sight, lost hope, to being the CEO of the best guide dog school in the world, it's been an amazing journey. And I'll tell you, what keeps me going and what my drive is coming from is knowing that we can help others that went through the same situation.
And this is an organization that is known worldwide and, of course, in the United States. You train dogs that help people all over the country, right?
All over the country, all over the nation. It's a purely donation-based organization. We survive on the generosity and the goodness and the kindness of people who are volunteering, as well as giving us the money to do what we do for our mission. It's national. It's also international. We have 6 guide dogs in Hong Kong. We have guide dogs in other places around the world. You know, our focus is to enable people to achieve their goals and achieve independence through mobility by the use of a guide dog.
And tell everybody about the new plans you have to expand and renovate your training facility.
Well, we're really excited. The puppies, when they're born at our Canine Development Center in Patterson, New York, and we're tight space there. I'll be very honest with you. A lot of puppies going through that space, a lot of love. But they, no matter how small they are, they still need their space to play, to romp around, and to socialize. And so we're really excited. Eli's been at the forefront of helping us raise awareness and also donor interest around our Canine Development Center. And we will be having the grand opening in September. We're very excited about it. It gives the puppies the room they need to play, as well as a vet hospital to take good care of them. And it's an exciting facility that we're looking forward to opening.
Now, Gus is just lying on the floor, so docile and quiet, because you're seated and he doesn't have to do anything right now, so he's taking a break. But what does he do for you?
Well, as soon as Gus stands up, his main job is to keep me safe. So he will navigate through the crowd. He will make sure that I don't bump into anyone or anything. If there's a table, he'll work around it. If there's an elevator or an escalator, he'll work towards it. He knows a lot of commands, where doors are, make sure he stops at the top of a step so that I don't fall down the stairs. And he'll show me the front door when I get home at the end of a long day. And once he gets through that front door, I take his harness off, and he's a regular dog, plays with my family. But that's a big job for anybody to have, and for a guide dog and for a Guiding Eyes dog, it's something they achieve on a daily basis, and they do it with grace, and they do it with an amazing amount of expertise. And I really have to thank our training staff and all the people that volunteer to help socialize the dog at home. We heard from Rob, taking the dog home with his family early while they're puppies helps those volunteers that raise dogs and volunteer to raise the dog in their home. And then the bittersweet moment of giving them up for training. You know, that whole process comes together with the training of a guiding eyes dog and pairing with a person who's blind. So it's an amazing journey, and I'm really proud to be part of it.
Well, now, when people hear this story, they may be in another state. They may not have been familiar with Guiding Eyes for the Blind. How do they find out about you and your organization?
Thank you for asking. Go to guidingeyes.org and look us up. Search for us on the internet. Guiding Eyes is a not-for-profit. We're located here in New York, but we're serving the country. And people with visual impairment or vision loss, no matter what ages, whether you're 16 or 88, we're able to provide you with a guide dog to help you through life, no matter what the adventure.
Well, Thomas, it's amazing what you've achieved, and you and Gus make quite the couple.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the interview.
With Thomas Panic of Guiding Eyes for the Blind, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.